What's up, Scaredy Cats? Chris and Ed here to give you guys a quick update on Season 3 and a bunch of other cool stuff we have coming up. So first, yes, Season 3 is almost here.
Yeah, June 6th. Guys, we're dropping Season 3 June 6th. It's official.
So keep your eyes peeled for that.
This is an audio medium, Chris, so keep your ears also peeled.
Keep your ears wide open.
Keep them all peeled. Everything's peeled. Keep it bananas, boys and girls.
If you missed the announcement on Facebook, the awesome team at Small Town Monsters has invited us to join Astonishing Legends at Monster Fest in Canton, Ohio next month.
That's June 28th and 29th.
So we are going to be there. Ed and I are going to be on the floor hanging out with the Astonishing Legends gang.
Probably taking over their table when they're not paying attention, too.
Yeah. Plus, we will be doing a live podcast with them.
They didn't tell us, right? They didn't tell you, Chris, right? Like, what we're going to talk about?
No, there was a little discussion for something I might need to do some research for, but it's all up in the air as of right now, so...
But it will be live, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Look, guys, please come, show up in large numbers. We'd like to be invited back. That's the goal here.
And if you're going there because of us, tell them. I don't know if that matters, but I'm sure if people think it's because of us, then they'll think we're cooler and that'll only help us be invited to more things like this.
Yeah, but also I'll say one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened in my life was in high school. My high school band played their first show at like an all-day music festival at this venue. And we were so excited that we got t-shirts made for all these people at school. And we were like, yeah, everybody come out and wear your t-shirts. And we did fill the space up with people wearing our band's t-shirts, which was awesome, until our set was over and we'd played like second or third and all of our friends left. And then we looked like huge assholes because we brought this crowd that didn't stick around for the other bands.
Oh, wow.
So don't do that.
Yeah, I guess don't do that. I thought that story was going to go like a Can't Hardly Wait situation, like the Love Burger. We're like, no one will put the t-shirt on. Everyone's mad.
No, everyone showed up. I mean, we told people to stay, but no one did. And then we felt like jerks.
Well, so don't do that.
If you're going to come, don't do that.
Don't ruin our reputation.
Don't ruin our reputation at our first convention.
Let us do that.
Yeah, we'll do that just fine on our own. We've, you know, I think Ed and I have plenty of convention experience as attendees.
Everyone knows. I mean, if you follow us on our socials, you know, I'm always at some nerdy thing every week.
And I've worked at Comic-Con. I've worked like tables for other companies and stuff. But this is the first time I've ever been there to be me and talk about stuff. So we are excited to see you. We're also, Ed is going to be driving across the country for this. So
not for this. I was going to take a road trip anyway. And then, of course, I'll also be driving to this now. But yeah, I'll be driving across the country and, you know, I might be in an area near you. I actually haven't figured out the route yet because I always like, do I go south? Do I go the northern route? The middle of the country's tough, but there is some people in Kansas I would like to see. So I might be going through there too, but I'll keep people informed. I'll let people know. I'm actually going to have some buttons and some other weird merch and stuff with me. So if I run into anybody who's a fan of the show, you know, take some stuff. It could be fun. Good to meet people, but
yeah.
That's not the plan. But if I, for every reason, run into somebody who knows the show, that'd be cool too.
I mean, if it's not the plan, the stroke of luck it would take for you to just run into somebody somewhere in America who likes the show is... pretty high, but you'll be like a regular Johnny Apple scared.
Jesus, please don't call me that. Nobody call me that. So I don't need a nickname. So yeah, I mean, hopefully we have some numbers that people will not recognize me, but if I'm rocking a Scared All the Time shirt or something, hopefully someone will be like, hey, I like that podcast. And I'll be like, well, it's me, Jerk. What's up?
Johnny Seed. That's your new nickname.
I don't want to be. That's even worse somehow. Like removing Apple made it worse. That said... yeah, I'll be going to gyms in different states.
Yeah.
So
we could also, we didn't write this down, but we could provide a squareness update. It's been a minute.
I'm about the same. I'm plateaued. I fucking plateaued at the moment, so.
I dropped 3 more pounds, but I'm having a real tough time counting my calories, so.
Yeah, I just got to get with that, pal.
I know.
Just make it your beeswax to do that.
I know.
Well, you might not think we have enough people out there spread across this gigantic country to recognize me on sight. But I will say that a pretty surprising amount of people have already joined up for SAP Premium, which is awesome. It's only been a few weeks, and I just want to say, I think we both want to say thank you. Thank you so much for anybody who signed up and is supporting the show. It's so helpful. And speaking of our supporters, for our I'm Terrified and I'm Scared members, the welcome buttons are likely in the mail by the time you hear this, because I've been working my ass off to get all those packed away and shipped out. So you should be receiving those soon. And for our I'm Terrified members, we're still picking the design, aka fighting over the design for the first button of the month club button. And those should probably ship out next week. I don't know if it's like going to be an arm wrestling thing. I don't know exactly how we're going to land on the first button, but we got a lot of really fun designs.
Yeah, the good news is we're fighting over how good they all are. So
that's true.
It's just the first button feels like it needs to be significant, momentous even. So
yeah, so that puts a lot of
pressure on Ed.
Mainly on me. Most things are pressure on me. But if you like episodes, then it's really because of Chris. But if you like anything else, it's because of me.
It's a good balance. It's a good balance. So those two tiers also receive access to the monthly live show that we are scheduling for this Friday, the 24th.
Year of our Lord, 2024.
Nothing for you to do there except keep an eye out for the link that we will shoot you and then tune in when we actually do this, because we don't want to be sitting on a live stream with one or two people. We want all of you guys there. So,
but I will say, I understand people have kids and responsibilities and jobs, and we're still trying to figure out exactly what time of day we come out. So if you can't make it, I'm going to do my best to make sure that there will be some way you can see it after.
Absolutely. And last but definitely not least, if you've signed up for any of our three premium tiers, make sure you submit your Ask Me Anything questions by the end of this week, May 24th. We are planning on dropping the AMA episodes the last Friday of every month, which this month is the 31st.
And we want to make sure we're answering as many questions as we possibly can. So if you get a chance, click the link in the description of this or go to our website or any of our socials probably, and you'll be able to find a way to ask a question.
And if you post your question there, not only will we be sure to see it, but when the episode goes live, you will get hit with a link that goes directly to the part of the episode where we answer your question. So I would hope that you're interested in all of your fellow fans' questions, but if you really just want to hear us roast your question, you can click that link. This month, there's no set topic, so ask us literally anything, and we will give you all the knowledge you seek.
All right, awesome. So that's an update. Just to recap, we're going to be at Monster Fest, you know, at the end of June 28th, 29th. If you sign up for Scared All the Time Premium, we love you. And anyone who gets rewards, those are already shipping out. And look for me on my drive across the country. I will not be driving an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile or anything. I won't be easy to find, but I'll keep people abreast. You know, I'm sure I'll have some live updates on our socials or probably do some blog posts or something about the drive, because I love doing the drive. I love America. And I also love social contracts. So those two things combined makes for a great trip. And lastly, get your AMA questions in and come watch the live show.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There's going to be lots more where all this came from. But I think that's enough of an update for now. So until we meet again, I'm Chris Kalari, as always.
And I'm Ed Vakola. And we will see you on June 6th for the brand new season.
Night.
We are in this together.
Together.
Together.